This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's Free Talk Live. Welcome to the program.
Free Talk Live.
You can bring up anything. The number is 603-283-6160 in. And Mark and nobody here on the show tonight. We kick off the second hour of the show. We've been talking about social media, media freedom, the European Union cracking down on RT and other Russian television channels across the European Union, while at the same time claiming to be in favor of media freedom. So anyone paying a little bit of attention should be able to easily see that that's not true. Coming up here tonight, Alabama, a small town there, cops targeted an 85-year-old and 61-year-old woman for feeding cats and then capturing the cats and then getting them spayed and neutered. So they were actually trying to do the county a favor, the city a favor, but instead they got arrested for their troubles. We'll share the actual audio from the video of these arrests that went down. I've got that coming up here in a little bit. Nobody, you mentioned that apparently somebody's trying to prohibit or target the Nutcracker, the play. Is that what you had said earlier?
Yeah, I saw an article. I can't say exactly where it was, saying that people were trying to get the Nutcracker shut down, and local ballet companies were saying no way.
Yeah, I wonder if libraries are banning War and Peace and things like that.
That would certainly be interesting, especially since Tolstoy, of course, was a pacifist.
Right.
So he would have opposed the war in the Ukraine.
Mm-hmm. And died nearly 100 years ago. So it's not like, you know, every patent is going to the, every copyright's going to the Russian government or anything. It's just an author that's from Russia.
Although certainly if the copyright wasn't going to extend a century past his death, he wouldn't have written.
Of course he wouldn't.
Or so the copyright authorities would have you believe.
At the very least, Disney.
Yes.
Okay, I did find a story here, nobody. It's actually NPR reporting that Ukraine is calling for a boycott of the Nutcracker, and ballet companies are refusing in this particular case. Their culture minister is calling on the nation's Western allies to temporarily boycott Russian artists and composers because all Russians must be in favor of what the Russian government is doing, right?
Yeah, this is out of hand.
Mm.
There's no limit to the ridiculous crackdowns that are going on, ridiculous bans, the
But this is calling sanctions. For a ban. This is obvious. What it looks like is they're simply trying to, vacate the market so they can get their, you know, whatever it is that they're trying to do in.
The Ukrainian alternatives?
Right, that kind of thing.
Oleksandr Chukchenko is the Russian... He is a Ukrainian culture minister, and he wrote an opinion column for The Guardian this week, apparently, where he says that Russian culture, says Vladimir Putin sees Russian culture, quote, as a tool and even a weapon, unquote, to attack liberal values and advance his own agenda. Chukchenko says Ukraine's allies can fight back by rejecting Russian artists and not just those who confirm they support the totalitarian regime that's waged nearly 10 months of violence against its neighboring state. Chukchenko wrote, quote, we're not talking about canceling Tchaikovsky, but rather about pausing performances of his works until Russia ceases its bloody invasion.
I was going to say, Tchaikovsky wrote the Nutcracker Suite, so mm-hmm. they're definitely calling for the boycott of Tchaikovsky.
Yeah.
A temporary boycott is still a boycott.
It's true.
Quote, Ukrainian cultural venues have already done this with him and other Russian composers. We're calling on our allies to do the same.
No thanks.
Yeah.
The thing that I feel like people don't know about this Russian-Ukrainian conflict is that And I can't say exactly what the proportions of people in these given areas of eastern Ukraine that are pro-Russian, what the percentages are. I don't know the answer to that. But I know that for a decade at least, if not more, these people have been, subjugated by their own government. And
absolutely.
They don't want that. You should have whatever government you want. Now, mind you, I would say to these people, Russia's not that far to the east. Just go to Russia. But I suspect what the issue is that they don't feel like they can get enough for their property or whatever the scenario is. It's been in their family's hands for generations or whatever the people's arguments are. I don't tend to make these. But usually the argument to the contrary to this is, the UN came up with some lines and that's what Ukraine is. I mean, when was the last time you gave a damn what the UN said? I didn't vote for anybody there. So who cares what UN says? And I don't know what happened in Crimea either. But I can tell you that if a given region, if some portion of New Hampshire wanted to go to Vermont, I'd support it.
Absolutely.
If some portion of Vermont wants to come to New Hampshire, I support it. That they should be able to decide in a free and fair election. Now, I don't know if the election in Crimea was free and fair. I'm not claiming that. But I am claiming that just because the UN drew little lines does not mean that those lines should never move. And I don't need the UN to tell me that it's okay for them to move. It's the people that live in that area that should decide how they're governed. Now, I will go so far as to say, I think you're silly if you leave one country and go to another. Make your own.
Mm.
But that's, just me talking.
Apparently, roughly 45% of annual ticket sales for the Nutcracker come from its five-week run for the New York City Ballet. So I guess that's a troupe of some
half
sort.
Of yeah. its comes from the revenue comes from the Nutcracker.
Yeah,
oh my
so,
goodness!
So
I would I am stunned by those numbers, but wow.
Yeah, the English National Ballet told The Guardian that it, quote, stands in solidarity with all those affected by Russia's invasion, unquote, but it won't be changing its program. So I'm glad to see that at least these Ukrainian demands are not being met by people in the Western world. They've pushed a little bit too far into this cultural phenomenon for people's taste.
Yeah, I'm curious. I mean, is there another Christmas ballet? Period, and if so, is the Nutcracker just that much better?
Yeah.
I have seen the Nutcracker, but I can't say I was so moved that I cared that much.
All right, you guys have any other comments on this, or do you want to get into the cops?
Weren't we going to do Meta and?
You had a social media story, Mark. What did you want to share?
Yeah, from Zero Hedge. This is directly from Epoch Times by Frank Fang. But the problem was I just couldn't get through their pop-ups.
Oh, okay.
I think they wanted me to subscribe. So I'm going to read it off of ZeroHedge.com. A group of Democrat lawmakers is urging Meta to extend its ban on former President Donald Trump's Facebook account beyond January 7. When the media...
Oh, it's supposed to expire. I didn't know that.
Yeah. The media giant set to make a decision on whether to reinstate him after issuing a two-year suspension in 2021.
Oh.
That suspension is set to expire in just 24 days, despite the fact that he's more unhinged and dangerous than ever.
Said by the way, did you see this thing about the Donald Trump NFTs?
Yeah.
Nobody, have you seen this thing?
Yeah, it's okay. Unhinged is reasonable, I would say, for that. The guy's got himself being portrayed as a superhero on trading cards now, which is even beyond the level of narcissism you expect from an American president.
Hey, look, if people are willing to pay for Trump virtual Trump trading cards with him with super muscles, then that's what the people deserve.
Apparently they are, according to a story I saw, I think, last night. Like, it
who can sell an NFT today besides Donald Trump?
Good point. Who wants to buy NFTs? But apparently they all sold out. There was something like 45,000 of these things, and they all sold at $99 worth of crypto each. Trump and whoever his buddies were that helped him put this together walked away with $4.5 million worth of crypto in, like, what, 48 hours or something like that? Amazing.
Wow. Amazing you spend that kind of time as a billionaire.
There's more coming up here. This is free.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
join us. Coming up, the police in Alabama have taken down some serious criminals. 85-year-old Beverly Roberts and 61-year-old Mary Alston. We'll tell you a little bit more about what happened. We've got the actual video we'll play the audio from for you to hear it as it happened with these dastardly suspects doing the deeds that they were doing. We'll explain on the way here. It's Ian, Mark, and Nobody joining you. We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts, but also want to make sure you know about Bullion Max, because it is a great time. Well, of course, there's any time's a great time to get yourself some precious metals, given that inflation isn't going to be letting up. Yeah, it's quote-unquote down compared to being, you know, the government numbers is, of course, what we're talking about here. The government numbers say it's 7.1%. It's quote-unquote down from 9%.
From 9%.
Or whatever it was.
It's a dead cat bounce.
Yeah, well, I mean, whatever you want to call it. We don't know what the future holds, but I'll tell you what, 7.1% is still going up. It's still going up. Prices aren't going to come down. That just means that inflation, the official government number, has gone down. That's all that means. You're not going to see prices dropping at the convenience store.
No, prices
aren't.
They're going up more slowly.
Slightly slower.
Yeah, slightly slower.
But still multiple times faster than their quote-unquote target of 2 to 3% per year. So what do you do about this? Well, you can always go to bullionmax.com/FTL and start off in your gold and silver buying by going and getting their silver starter kit. If you've never gotten silver before, this is a great opportunity to get into it because you get 5 ounces of silver from the world's most popular mints, and they throw in a free gold back. And we're big fans of the gold back here on Free Talk Live, so it's a perfect excuse to get your hands on one. And great excuse to give this as a gift. You know, divvy it up. Give 1 ounce of silver to your kids or gold back away to your loved ones or whatever. Bullion
silver is a great gift. It's priced sort of just right for somebody who you don't want to get some, you know, spend a whole bunch of money on, but
and it's beautiful.
Think about it for a second. At the very least, you're giving them something that's worth that.
Yep.
If you're spending
it holds its value.
$25, $30 on a gift for somebody, what gift can you give them that's going to hold its value at that? Not many.
Not much. So check it out at bullionmax.com/FTL. If you've already bought one of these silver starter kits, well, sorry, there's only one per household. But Bullion Max, of course, has a ton of other gold and silver options there. And you get it all without having to deal with a salesperson, and your precious metal ship fully insured directly to your home, fast and easy. Go to bullionmax.com/FTL and get your silver starter kit with the free gold back today as we go to TJ the Spy on the line in Colorado. Go ahead, TJ.
Hello, Nobody and Mark. It's always good to be on the air with you guys.
Hey, thanks, TJ.
I just wanted to ask you, Ian, since do you think you will waive your right to cross-examine Renee and avoid a mistrial, just put on your defense and then let the jury charge and go render their verdict? Because if it was like what I saw, I think you have a pretty good chance at acquittal, and that would mean double jeopardy is attached. But if it's a mistrial, they're going to do it all over again.
They're very likely to do it all over again. There's, of course, no guarantee with a mistrial.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's an interesting point. What you're referring to is the fact that the prosecution in the Crypto 6 case, which, of course, we've been talking about in fairly great detail over the last couple of weeks as the trial's been happening, the prosecution is very near to resting. They have one more witness to get through, and that is Renee, who's my ex-girlfriend who's been forced to testify under a immunity, whatever they call it, deal, I guess. And so,
not a deal, they forced it on her.
Yeah, they forced it on her. And so she was on the stand at the end of the day on Friday last week, and court ended, and so they were going to bring her back Monday, but then she tested positive for COVID, and so they couldn't bring her back due to the COVID protocols and such. And so apparently as of, I think, yesterday, she was still testing positive. And so the big question is she going to be clear and being able to appear on Monday? And that's an interesting question as to whether or not we would just waive our right to cross-examine. And I would say I'm probably not going to waive our right to cross-examine Renee. I've not heard that from my attorney as something that he would consider.
Yeah, he seems pretty excited about
it. The whole point is it's really bizarre because normally the witness or the prosecution witness is normally a victim of a crime, and they get up and they're angry and they point the finger at you and say, he victimized me. and the defense attorney is the one who's, you know, is hostile. And here it's reverse. The witness, Renee, is hostile to the prosecution, mm-hmm. and she's a friendly defense witness. So
right.
because he's cross-examining her, he can lob all kinds of softballs, like, is Ian a good character? Do you think he's a good guy? Do you still care about him? Has he always been honest and fair in his dealings with you? Does he care about others? I mean, that kind of stuff is just mm-hmm. blisteringly bad to hear from a prosecution witness when they say, yes, he's very honest and he treats me well.
And that's what happened with the prosecution's witnesses, Colleen Fordham and Chris Reitman.
Yep, they had nice things to say about me, for sure.
Yeah, he asked exactly that.
By the way, I have a marketable idea. Cherry-flavored boot polish for Melanie. That way, when she's licking the jackboot of the state, it's like we have cherry mint and raspberry lime, key lime pie or whatever, but I figure, you know, it doesn't have to be awful when you lick the boot of the government.
Wow.
You'll like that one.
I do. Yeah, I think it's very clever.
Vicious burn.
So Sisti seems excited about the idea of a mistrial, which I can see as a defense attorney being excited about. But I agree with you, TJ, and I'm not trying to say I know more than Sisti does. I'm just saying, here is my opinion for what it is worth.
Oh, yeah.
My opinion for what it is worth is that, and by the way, I was convinced of this stance by Bonnie, our co-host. Bonnie, Ian's wife, says that essentially, you know, when are we going to get a better trial than this? I mean, there's literally been guffaws at the prosecution's witnesses on more than one occasion, three as I can recall. I mean, titters abound, and the judge even made a joke on the prosecution's, you know, at the expense of the prosecution. Mm-hmm. The very last thing, basically just before they rested, I'm using air quotes because Renee's still up. They're not yet rested, but
otherwise they're done.
You know, they Sisti made a joke about the IRS agent. Thanks for all your help. And
thanks for trying. I think is what Sisti said, referencing the IRS agent. Not ever, or no one from the IRS bothering to ever say anything to me about quote unquote owing taxes.
Right. They you know, somehow the first contact you have with the IRS is these charges.
With a bear cat coming through your front door.
That's right.
Right.
Actually, it came through nobody's front door, not mine. They smashed my windows.
And nobody appreciated that.
By the way, we did get to play the video a second time in court earlier this week for the jury, so they got to see Nobody coming out his front door and, like, bewilderedly looking around the corner trying to figure out why his window just got torn off the side of his house.
At 5:13 in the morning while he's scratching himself. Yeah, it's hilarious.
TJ, thanks for the call tonight, man. I definitely appreciate it. We got more coming up here. Speaking of the police, and I don't know, maybe you have more on the meta story, Mark.
I'm not sure if we do.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll get into that. More about the meta story, and then the cops, the heroic cops down in Alabama who stopped two old ladies from committing a dastardly act of feeding
the Catwoman has been busted.
Yeah, that's right.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The U.S. USA News update. A new poll finds more than a third of all parents oppose vaccine requirements for public schools. The Kaiser Family Foundation survey shows 35% of parents say it should be up to them to decide whether their kids get vaccinated. That's over a 10% jump from the pre-pandemic polls. Russia launches one of its largest air attacks on Ukraine since their war began. Ukraine's Deputy Interior Minister Yevhen Yanin says Ukraine's military intercepted most of the missiles.
Our anti-missile system works quite well, but due to the high quantity of cruise missiles, we still face some difficulties.
The attacks have led to emergency power cuts throughout the country. He made 400 threatening phone calls to members of Congress. Mark Leonetti of Washington State now faces federal charges. Dean Muccio, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Live. Phones are open and you can join us here. I want to say thank you to Rob St. Dennis. Rob St. Dennis is a supporter of our AMPS program. You can join him over at amps.freetalklive.com. That's amps.freetalklive.com. And that is where you can get signed up for our Patreon, and you can do it for as little as $5 a month. Rob St. Dennis is doing gold level, so he's doing $10 a month. So thank you, Rob, for doubling that up. We definitely appreciate the help. It helps us advertise, market, promote, and support Free Talk Live. If you like what we do, AMPS is more important than it has ever been, because coming up at the end of this year, we are getting rid of 2 out of 4 commercial breaks per hour in our live show. So we are going to have way more content. We're talking about 20% more Free Talk Live show content per hour. We're going from basically like 39, 40 minutes an hour to like 47 and a half or something like that. So,
and listeners, we're doing it for you.
Yeah, 8 more minutes an hour, basically. 8 fewer minutes of commercials, 8 more minutes of actual talk time, roughly. So it's going to be a big change for us, and I think it's going to be a good thing overall.
If you appreciate it, please support the AMP program.
Yep. And you, and even if you don't listen live, you'll still benefit because listeners of our AMP podcast are going to go from 2 hours of content per night to something like 2 hours and 20 minutes of content, or 2 hours and 24 minutes or something close to that. So you're going to get eight more minutes per hour. That's over a three-hour show. That's 24 minutes, yeah. Right? So it really adds up. So
and you just got a little math coaching too.
If you want to join AMPS, then you'll get access to that AMP Only podcast, which is the full radio show minus the recorded commercials. And you can get that through amps.freetalklive.com, through our Patreon there. That's amps.freetalklive.com.
If you want a little English coaching, too, is actually arithmetic coaching, not math coaching.
I gotcha. Thank you for that. So, Mark, you were telling us about this Meta story where they're considering whether or not to unban Donald Trump. Apparently, he'd been banned for a two-year time frame back in January of 2021. And, well, that time frame is about to come up here within the next few weeks. But the Democrats have issued some sort of a letter or a statement to Meta demanding that they extend the ban.
Right. So this is just some politician here. I don't know them all. Adam Schiff, I've heard his name. He's supposed to be one of these far lefties, whatever. I don't pay much attention to these kooks. But what he's saying here is that the suspension, regarding Meta's suspension, is set to expire in just 24 days, despite the fact that he being Trump, is more unhinged and dangerous than ever, he says in an unhinged and dangerous fashion.
I just don't believe it.
But that Trump,
is any more "quote unquote" unhinged than he's ever been.
Yeah, I don't know, but
and how are we supposed
look,
to know?
If your democracy can't handle Donald Trump,
right?
Your democracy can't handle anything. Okay.
Well, right. And how am I supposed to know how unhinged he is if he's not allowed to post on social media to where people can see it? Now he does have his own site. Now it's called Truth Social.
But I'm not looking at it.
I'm not logged into it, and it's even though it's a Mastodon system, they've disfederated from everyone, so you can't. Like, I would follow his account just for the entertainment factor if I could, but I'm not able to because you can't. He's locked everyone out. You have to join his site in order to be able to do that.
Yeah, I don't want to go spend the time to go on there and look.
Yeah.
Schiff and White House, joined by Reps Andre Carson and Kathy
Pastor. The White House itself weighed in on this. Wow.
Have made their case against Trump in a letter sent to Nick Clegg, Meta's president of global affairs, according to a Wednesday press release from Schiff's office. In their letter, the Democrats allege that Trump would likely incite violence and undermine democracy if allowed back on Facebook. I mean, you know, let's take a look at what he was doing, what he's doing right now on Truth Social. Is he inciting violence? I haven't heard about it. But it's all written there for you to look.
Yeah, I mean, if he were, surely that would have been making headlines, right? If Trump calls for the overthrow of the United States government, what's happening on Truth Social, you better believe there's people watching his account there.
Yeah. I don't think that government officials should be calling for anyone to have their social media campaign banned or not.
It's unprecedented.
And I would say beyond that, it's probably a violation of his First Amendment rights because these are sitting politicians threatening his right to speak freely.
Yeah, they're publicly calling for corporate censorship here.
People that put their hand in a Bible and swore an oath to the U.S. Constitution, which, as I checked last, still contains the First Amendment, the right to freedom of speech. These people are calling for a citizen at this point, not a member of the government, a citizen to have his right to speak gagged. And that doesn't sound right. That doesn't sound American. His rhetoric can only serve as a motivation to incite violence.
Only. That's the only thing he could possibly do.
Meta's responsibility to keep such rhetoric off its platform.
Well, where are all the violent people who've been, I don't know, shooting people to death who are saying, Trump told me to do this? Not that that would necessarily make Trump a bad guy or whatever, because first of all, he wouldn't have said that, right? Trump has not said anything about going and committing violence. But you don't even really have anyone pointing to Trump and even blaming him for the violence that they might be committing. The mass shootings or whatever it is that's going on. How many of them have had a manifesto saying it was Trump, his messaging? That led me to this.
I think that there's always been lefty and righty, you know, people doing violent stuff.
Yes.
It's not good or bad. But
a lot of times they are lefties, by the way.
Yeah, they
are.
A lot of times.
Yeah.
Yes, a lot of times they are. I'm not claiming that leftists have even more. They may.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if somebody's keeping the horse race, maybe the leftists are up. I don't know.
Wasn't it a non-binary person who went and did the most recent shooting at the drag show or whatever it was?
Mm-hmm. Well, we don't know why that was, though. I wouldn't call that politically motivated. It could be just somebody who wasn't good enough to make it to the drag show.
Could be.
I don't know. Or maybe they felt like people at drag shows are somehow, you know, undermining trans rights. I don't know. Let's see. Facebook initially suspended Trump indefinitely after January 6th Capitol breach, but later changed it to a 2-year ban in a post explaining the suspension on June 2021.
And besides, what are the odds Trump's going to come back to Facebook? We know he has stayed away from his Twitter account that was unrestricted within the last 2 or 3 weeks. And that's a pretty big, that's an attraction, right? Like there's something like 80 million or something like that.
Yeah.
Like he's got way more followers on Twitter than he does on Truth Social. But he stuck it out so far. You know, it was interesting. I figured he would crack and jump back over there, but he didn't.
Anyway, that's basically what's going on. These Democrats wrote a letter, and they don't want Trump to get on Facebook when pretty clearly he's not going to get on Facebook.
I don't think he will.
Yeah.
I don't know how many millions of followers he has there, but does it top 87.8 million on Twitter? Because that's what he's sitting at right now.
Yeah, there was one of our producers mentioned that Trump did say that he could shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue and wouldn't get in trouble for it. If that's the closest thing to violence that I've heard. That's not a violent...
That's just a brag.
Yeah, that's some kind of silly brag, which, by the way, probably not true. I'm thinking a lot of leftists would report on this and say, hey, he needs to be held responsible.
Well, if he were trying to feed the cats down in Alabama, they would definitely hold him responsible. And that's what's been happening in Wetumpka, Alabama. Now, I have no idea where this is in Alabama, but it's supposedly some sort of small town. And if it is a small town, then they called out basically all the cops. I'll try to get the population here. They had 3 police cruisers reporting to the scene of 2 elderly women, 61-year-old Mary Alston and 85-year-old Beverly Roberts. They've come to a public park. And these 2 criminals were trying to feed the cats at the public park. And then they were going to spay and or neuter those cats. And that is a crime.
Wetumpka is just outside of Montgomery in the middle of the state.
Okay. All right. Like, so it's kind of close to a pretty populated area is what you're saying?
Not too far.
All right. We'll continue here. You can share your thoughts. We'll actually play some of the audio of the arrests of these elderly ladies. And you can bring up whatever you want as well. Here.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data insights seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers, or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. Phones are open, and you can join us here if you want. Number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We do have a TikTok channel, by the way. And you can go there to tiktok.freetalklive.com and follow the channel. Don't know when the next video is going to be posted, but I think Aria's been kind of handling, tossing things up there recently. I know Bonnie still has access to it as well. We've breathed some life back into it. Bonnie created it earlier this year. And so you can go ahead and follow us if you're a TikTok user. Just go to tiktok.freetalklive.com or search for Free Talk Live there on your TikTok app.
Just put in Chinese Communist Party right there in the app store and, you know, you'll find it.
You're pointing out that the TikTok app is a Chinese app, which means it's probably run by the Chinese government. But there's a lot of people that use it, Mark, whether you like it or not. It is the number one.
I don't think you should ban it.
Yeah.
But I think you should know what you're using.
You should, absolutely. But it's the number one app. You know, whether you like it or not, it's very, very popular, especially among young people out there.
I believe that Facebook is and Twitter are largely controlled by the U.S. government. And I believe TikTok is largely controlled by the Chinese government.
Indeed.
Pick your poison, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
All this social media stuff is garbage.
There's no good guy out there.
It's
that's
the controlled
sure.
opposition. Well, there is. It's social.freetalklive.com.
Indeed. Indeed. And you should start using that, Mark. I think you'd really enjoy it.
I thought I was. I just don't know how.
Mark accidentally posted nobody to the old Liberdon server the other day, so he just didn't realize which... massive.
Oh, wow.
And Libertron is a fine server, by the way. It was the libertarian server before we launched ours, and so we were number two, and Libertron was there at least a couple of years, I think, before we were. So kudos to Libertron for blazing the way.
So how do you do it? You just go to social.freetalklive.com?
And yeah. Log in there. You can download apps for your smartphone, and then you can just toot from your smartphone, as they call it. So, social.freetalklive.com if you want to actually have more freedom to speak. TikTok has already suspended videos from our account, so it's only a matter of time before they suspend our account or ban it entirely. So
that's what Aria wants to spend her time on, yeah. then more power to her.
Indeed, indeed. So in the meantime, you can join us at TikTok.freetalklive.com. So here's the story. What came out of Wetumpka Police Department in Wetumpka, Alabama, which, Mark, you looked it up. Population 7,000. So, yeah.
I think it's like 7,200, yeah.
This definitely qualifies as a pretty small town, although apparently they call themselves a city.
Yeah, city and town often just are organizational titles.
It's just a political designation, yeah. Basically. Like, the difference, in at least in New Hampshire, between a city and a town has nothing to do with population. It's not like you hit 20,000 and all of a sudden you become a city. No. It's somebody filed some papers with the state saying, we want to be a city. And so then they became a city, I guess, or whatever it takes to do that. Because there are some towns in New Hampshire that have a higher population than some of the cities of New Hampshire. So again, it has nothing to do with numbers and everything to do with politics. But that said, here's what happened, where two Wetumpka women were arrested for trapping cats and then taking them to have them spayed or neutered. This is a public service, what these women are doing. And these cops put a stop to it by putting handcuffs on these old ladies, 85 years old and 61 years old. Here's the video.
Are they mother and daughter?
I don't know, different last names. Okay. Mary Alston and Beverly Roberts. We actually have the video here. Sorry, but let me jump this back. I thought I had it on. All right, so you got a cop getting out of his cruiser.
He's Mary Alston of Wetumpka on a 2005 Hyundai.
Good morning.
Good morning. Green in color. Status is current, 29 or negative.
Let me tell you a little bit about the scene here. So you've got what looks like a park. There's a field. There's some trees around. You got one of those sort of park-looking signs in the background. The cop has pulled up, and there's this lady in what appears to be it looks like a sedan. She's just sitting there, sitting in the driver's side of her car, and that's when he says good morning as he approaches. It's bright day. It's broad daylight.
So, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. All right. Question, what are you doing?
Trying to trap some cats.
Okay.
All right, so mistake number one. When the cop asks you what you are doing, you are under no, and I'm not a lawyer, this is just my understanding. I doubt this is different in Alabama, but generally you don't have any obligation to answer their questions. If you feel like you really want to answer the question, because it's a human thing, right? It's
sure.
It's a human kind of thing, and the police take advantage of this. The desire to communicate, the desire to explain oneself.
She probably thought she was going to get some help. maybe a little badge for a good citizen award.
If you think that a cop coming up to the side of your car is going to be somehow helpful to you, you got another thing coming. It's time to wake up and realize that these people are not here to, quote-unquote, serve you or protect you.
So what should she have said?
Well, first of all, you're not obligated to say anything at all. But most people feel the need, they feel this sort of human call to respond to another person who's asking you, hey, this person, he's another human, he's asking me a question, I should be nice, I should answer this person's question. So if you feel like
you know
it's
not going to go particularly well if you say something to the effect of, are you conducting an investigation, officer?
Well, yes, they are. That's why he's there. And that is a fun one to ask, Mark.
Yep. Well, as I understand it, you need to establish whether they are conducting an investigation in some jurisdictions in order to sort of get around the, not asking questions or things like that. I don't know exactly.
I've never heard about that, but
it's one I like to start with. Are you conducting an investigation, officer?
I think that's a fun one. For a smarty pants who actually knows, you know, the law and knows how to interact with the police, that's definitely a fun question to ask. But for somebody who's a total newbie who doesn't want to take any serious risks, I think the best answer to this, and I want to hear what your answer would be, nobody. I think the best answer is, I don't answer questions. And then you just stop.
I generally open with, am I being detained?
Yeah.
And the reason is because if you are being detained, then before they can question you, they have to provide you with an attorney, which they aren't going to do if they don't have anything. So at that point, they just kind of have to walk away.
Don't they also have to have a reasonable, articulable suspicion in order to detain you?
That's in order to do a Terry stop, which involves checking you for weapons and ID, as I understand it. They can demand ID.
They can demand ID from her because she's in a driver's seat of a car. But of the passengers, I don't believe they. Well, they can ask, but they cannot. You're not, as I understand it, obligated to ID. Although that's different in every state. There are certain states that say you have to ID even if you're not even in a car. If you're just on the street, the cops come up. So you may want to check your local state laws on that one.
I was stopped at a immigration checkpoint that was inside the United States. This was in the United States, and
it's on our Odyssey and YouTube channel.
Yeah, what's the radio host immigration something?
I don't know what you would look for, but just check our channel.
It's our big, it's our number one video, at least on YouTube. I was trying to ask them if they had reasonable, articulable suspicion. Am I being detained? You know, these sorts of things, and they kept just and since they'd say I wasn't being detained, then I'm like, okay, then I'm going to leave. No, you can't leave. Then I'm being detained, and you must have reasonable, articulable suspicion.
Yeah.
And they're just like, we don't know what you're talking about. All this law stuff. We're just lawmen.
Yeah, I remember that video. All right, so should we continue here?
Yes.
All right, here's more with the ladies.
All right, we got a call that somebody was out here feeding the cats and stuff like that. So
I'm trying to track them.
Okay. You have your driver's license with you, man?
Yeah. All right, so by the way, this is the younger woman. This is Mary Alston. She's 61 years old. Ms. Roberts, the 85-year-old, Beverly Roberts, is not on the scene yet. She'll come up a little bit later. I'll let you know when she's on the scene. All right, so Mary's getting her license.
Where do you take them once you trap them?
Okay, wait a minute. I got three. Yeah, I have three cop cars because I'm feeding cats.
Now, how many police do they have in Wetumpka, Alabama, on duty, a town of 7,000 people? I realize
this has to be all of them.
I realize it's the South, right? So there's a good chance that Wetumpka, at population 7,000, may have more police than, say, Keene, New Hampshire, with a population of 18 or 20,000 or something like that. I don't know. But three cruisers...
Sounds like all of them.
...is probably close to the supermajority of the cruisers that these guys have on duty at the time in the town, if not all of them. And this lady is rightfully bewildered to look in her rearview mirror and notice that she's got not one but two and three cruisers there.
And I would think that... If there is some kind of ordinance against feeding cats, specifically in a public park or something like that, that ordinance was centered around not attracting cats to a given area. But if you're getting the cats spayed and neutered, you're actually, you know, diminishing the number of cats in the, you know, historical sense, in the long view.
She should get an award for what she's doing.
Yeah.
But there's more. She doesn't get an award. She gets some silver, but it's wrapped around her wrists. The number here is 603-283-6160. We'll get to that part of this video coming up here.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.